Someone asked me if you're allowed to support a non-Jewish cause, non-Jewish tzedakah. The example he gave me was if, let's say, there was a family that needed to pay for a funeral for a non-Jew, or someone got sick and injured or killed, and you want to just help support the family. Is that something that is permissible? So there's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samech Aleph Amin Aleph. The Perek rather in Perek Nizakin is discussing various things of Darchei Shalom. The Mishnah discusses about saying Shalom, saying Shalom Aleichem to a non-Jew, even though you are blessing him that the name of Shalom, name of Hashem, is going to be bestowed upon you. It's permitted because of Darchei Shalom and other examples. So the Gemara in there, Samach Aleph and Aleph, says that, quote Tosefta, Mifarnesim Ani Nachrim Im Ani Yisrael. A person's allowed to support a non-Jew along with supporting the Jews. You're supporting them together, the poor of the non-Jews and the poor of the Jews. That's something that is permissible. The Tosefta goes on to say, you could be Mevakir Chole Nachrim Im Chole Yisrael. You're walking in the hospital to go visit a Jewish friend, so along the way you could say your best wishes to a non-Jewish patient there as well. And Kovrin may say Nachrim and may say Yisrael, you also can be involved in burying the non-Jewish dead along with burying the Jewish dead. Rashi just points out here that we're not going to bury them in the same place, but still to be osik, to be involved in burying. So what does this mean? What does this mean with them, specifically with them? So the Ran in the back says that doesn't mean dafke im ani Yisrael, that if a Jew and non-Jew come to your house together asking for money, you can't just give the Jew and then ignore the non-Jew. That would be a violation of Darchei Shalom. That would create Eva, create animosity. The Ran says even if the non-Jew comes by himself to ask for money, you could support him as well, because that would be a concern of Darchei Shalom. If he finds out that you give the people, you're a wealthy individual and you're giving tzedakah, he comes to your house and you don't give him, that could create a problem of Eva. The Mordechai argues, the Mordechai says, not true. What it means in the Tosefta, im ani Yisrael, means dafka, im ani Yisrael. Only if he shows up to your door at the very same time and you give the Jew, not to the non-Jew, that would be a violation of Darchei Shalom. If he shows up on his own, so then that would not be a problem. One would be allowed to and not give him any tzedakah. So the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah asks a question, how is it permitted to give tzedakah to an ani? How is it allowed to give tzedakah to a non-Jewish ani? There's an iser lo sechanim, you cannot give a matnas chinam, you can't give free gifts away. So giving them tzedakah would be giving a free gift, it's an iser deraisa. So Tosfos their answer is, since you're doing it for a purpose, you're not doing it for free, you're doing it to create Darchei Shalom. You're doing it to avoid Eva. That's a purpose, so that's not considered manas chinam. That's not free. That's not just nothing. Just if you have an extra french fries, you give a random person, you want my french fries in the store, you want my whatever in the extra food, it's all yours, that would be free. There's no point in that. You don't know the individual. But if there's a purpose, you're trying to create Darchei Shalom and to prevent Eva, so then that would be permitted, not an iser lo sechanim. Tosis and Shabbos Daf Yutes Amun Aleph Dibur Maschil Nosin points out that now that the Chachamim established that we have to help support the non-Jews because of Darchei Shalom, so then it would be permitted to work on Shabbos for them to do any tircha. In general, on Shabbos, it's us to do any tircha. It's a violation, it's a shvus to do tircha. But for Oneg Shabbos, we're allowed to be involved in getting the Suda already. Can't do Nisa Deraisa, of course, on Shabbos. But Shvus and Tircha, for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh, is allowed on Shabbos. So you could also be Matriach for non-Jew. Even though there's a Shvus and Tircha involved, since we have a certain responsibility of supporting the non-Jews, one is allowed to. As it is a Psak of Shulchan Aruch Rav writes this as a Psak. As opposed to on Yontif, where there's an Isser D'Oraisa of cooking for a non-Jew on Yontif, so then even though there is some level of responsibility of supporting the non-Jews, that's not enough to allow cooking on Yontif, so that's why you can't have non-Jews over for a meal on Yontif, because the Isser D'Oraisa. So in the end, they had to be Paskin. Are you allowed to support the non-Jews only when they're with the Jews, or even when they're not with the Jews? So the formulation of the Ramah in Hilchot Tzedakah, this is Yardaya Hilchot Tzedakah, Simen Reish Nun Aleph, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about you're allowed to support different types of Jews, and then the Ramah adds, Umefarnesim Aniyei Ovdei Kochavim Im Aniyei Yisrael Mipnei Darchei Shalom. So he quotes the Gemara, you're allowed to support the non-Jewish Ani Iniyim along with the Jewish Aniyim. So he doesn't answer the question, is the Im Dafka only with the Jews or even Lav Dafka? So the Shach comments that Lav Davka, he quotes the position of the Ran, that even if the Aniyim come on their own, so one is allowed to support them. This is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. Emes Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his comments on Yerdeya, this is a Sefer Emes Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Yerdeya, Ha'ara 137, he points out that one is allowed to support institutions, non-Jewish institutions, to fund non-Jewish organizations that are dealing with community needs, such as finding a cure for cancer or any other type of medical purpose that's permitted. And he says one's even allowed to use Ma'aser K'safim. But it's better, if possible, to use Ma'aser K'safim specifically for tzedakah purposes. And you could use other money, extra money, if you want to help support these non-Jewish organizations in helping fight cancer, because it's going to affect everyone. Everyone's going to be impacted by this. Now, it could seem from Rav Yaakov that maybe it's only permitted to fund non-Jewish organizations, but it doesn't. He doesn't really address dealing with personal situations, personal family. And it sounds like simple understanding of the Gemara and simple understanding of Tosos that's referring to, in general, supporting non-Jews, that there's a certain responsibility to support non-Jews. And when the Shach says, even if the non-Jews are not showing up at your house with another Jew, they're showing up on their own, one's allowed to support them as well, not only talking about Jewish organizations. There's a machlokas how to understand the Rambam's position. Rav Chaim Kanievsky there in the Sefer Darach Emunah quotes to Ari Kurkus that it really all depends. You have to figure out, have some sense, whether it's an issue of Darach or Eva. Even if the non-Jew shows up on his own, if it's not going to create Eva, it's not going to be an issue of Darach Shalom. Not everyone's going to give money to the non-Jew Ani. He goes to many houses and no one gives him. So just because he goes to the Jew and you don't support him, it's not going to necessarily create Eva. So you have to figure out, maybe it will create Eva. You have to figure out each situation. It doesn't hurt to give him a dollar or so. But it seems from all the different Mefarshim that they're talking about when the non-Jew is coming to the door to ask for money. But to go out of one's way to support a family in need, you have to figure out whether it's going to be an issue of Eva or Darchei Shalom. Stam, that just to go supporting them, there are many Jewish families that need a lot of help. To help support a non-Jewish family wouldn't seem correct when there are other Jewish families that need it. The only heter that would be permitted is if it's going to be an issue of Eva Darchei Shalom. So you have to figure out and assess each situation, ask a shaila in the particular case.